This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Court on Thursday ordered Israel to end spreading famine in Gaza, demanding it take all necessary and effective action to ensure basic food supplies to the Palestinians there. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The unanimous ruling from the International Court of Justice came as aid agencies say only about a fifth of needed supplies are entering the war-shattered enclave. The World Court judges said in their order, quote, "The court observes that Palestinians in Gaza are no longer facing only a risk of famine, but that famine is setting in." The judges said this could be done by, quote, "increasing the capacity and number of land crossing points and maintaining them open for as long as necessary." The court ordered Israel to submit a report in a month to detail how it had given effect to the ruling.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Despite ongoing tensions in the Middle East, Christians mark Good Friday in Jerusalem. The Christian observance coincided with the third Friday in the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Over the last 2 weeks, Friday prayers passed without violence at the revered Al-Aqsa Mosque under tight Israeli restrictions. Amid fears the ongoing Israel-Gaza war would spark clashes in Jerusalem's Old City, worshippers marched slowly along the cobblestone path that cuts through the limestone-walled Old City, where tradition says Jesus bore the cross to his crucifixion. Ukraine's armed forces says Moscow launched a large-scale attack on energy infrastructure Friday, with a mass barrage of 99 drones and missiles hitting regions across the country. Ukraine's interior minister said air raid warnings across the country continued through the night. This is VOA News. The Syrian army claims Israeli airstrikes near the northern city of Aleppo killed or wounded dozens of people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An opposition war monitor says the strikes killed over 40, most of them Syrian troops. The monitor said Israeli strikes hit missile depots for Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group in Aleppo's southern suburb of Jibreen, near the international airport and a sprawling military facility. Israel, which has vowed to stop Iranian entrenchment in its northern neighbor, has carried out hundreds of strikes on targets in government-controlled parts of Syria in recent years, but it rarely acknowledges them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities say a bus carrying worshippers headed to an Easter weekend church gathering plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames in South Africa, killing at least 45 people. The only survivor of Thursday's crash was an 8-year-old child who was receiving medical attention. The local provincial government said the bus veered off the bridge and plunged into a ravine before bursting into flames. The victims appeared to be from Botswana. They had been on their way to a popular Easter pilgrimage that attracts hundreds of thousands of worshippers who follow the Zion Christian Church. This year's pilgrimage is the first since the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. state of Georgia's legislature passed a bill on Thursday that would require authorities to check the immigration status of people sent to jail. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
If law enforcement agencies refused to do so, they'd risk losing state funding for failing to work with immigration officials. Local officials could also face misdemeanor charges. The bill passed the House 99-75, earlier passed the state Senate, and now goes to Governor Brian Kemp. The bill gained traction after a Venezuelan man immigration officials say entered the U.S. illegally, allegedly beat to death a nursing student on the University of Georgia campus. Democrats have raised concerns that such an immigration law would turn local law enforcement into immigration police. I'm Donna Warder.
The largest crane on the U.S. eastern seaboard is arriving by barge so crews can begin removing the wreckage from the deadly City of Baltimore, Maryland bridge collapse. State Governor Wes Moore says the crane can lift more than 900 metric tons. It will be used to clear the channel in order to resume the search for four workers who remain missing and reopen the key shipping route. Another crane is also on the way. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.